From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting new breakthroughs in the fight against AIDS. The United Nations reports remarkable progress in containing the virus that causes AIDS. Now, AIDS still kills, but its latest report, UNAIDS said access to treatment has risen significantly. The UN's goal is to end the pandemic by 2030. VOA's Carol Pearson has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been working to end the AIDS pandemic since the 1980s, when having HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, was a death sentence. Now people with HIV can have a normal lifespan. Fauci is a world-renowned doctor at the U.S. National Institutes of Health. He says we have the tools right now to end AIDS.
What I mean is that we have extraordinarily effective drugs, but recently those drugs have been shown not only to save the lives of the people who take the drugs, but also to bring the level of virus so low that it makes it virtually impossible for that person to transmit the virus to someone else.
UNAIDS reports that 21 million HIV-positive people are on treatment. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Both Fauci and UNAIDS say ending AIDS is up to the global community. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and vowed to pursue terrorists. He spoke at a meeting of top defense officials in Riyadh on combating terrorism. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations, fighting terrorism. Terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interest.
This is VOA News.